Hello, Sharon.
Hello, Glenn.
So I had something particular I wanted to talk about today. I was hoping you could help me get an okay.
What are we talking about?
I want to talk about how we're living in an information age and everybody's striving to be an information marketer. But it strikes me as odd that as information marketers living in an information age, we're throwing out information left and right.
What do you mean?
There are people coming to our sites based upon particular keywords that they're typing in, coming from different sources of traffic, coming at different times of day, using different types of computers, and we are more or less ignoring that and throwing them into the same sales funnel.
So they're going all to the same bucket.
Sometimes people will try to make separate landing pages for different keywords. And if you're talking about pay-per-click advertising, most of the time they will break them up into separate groups and write a slightly different teaser ad for them. They're often not sending them to enough separate landing pages. Let's talk about an offline example for a second.
Okay.
Let's say you're a saleswoman in a clothing store, right?
Okay.
And a woman comes in, and you would be adjusting everything about your presentation to every bit of information you could absorb about that human being. You would be looking at what she's wearing, what type of a mood she's in, what does her skin look like.
How big or small is she?
She go into a particular part of the store. What entrance did she come in with? Did she come in by herself? Did she come in with someone else? Has she been here before? What time of day it is? All of those things would factor into your presentation, into the very first way that you connected with her.
Right.
Right?
Sure.
In essence, that's what the critical difference is between a good saleswoman and a bad saleswoman, right? Is their ability to pick up on all the cues of the situation and really adjust themselves to match it.
Makes total sense.
Yeah. Now, the problem is that when we get computers involved, and we're all involved in the internet marketing dream, we're going to get all these automated machines doing all the work for us, we've lost that human element. We've lost the customized, very specific message to market match that is really what has to go on in any selling environment if you're going to do a good job.
Or it seems we have.
Well, we've lost a lot of it. We've gained the ability to serve the masses better in many ways. But if you look at the companies that are really winning online, like Google is winning like crazy online, they keep the most data. Google has an algorithm that's specific to every keyword that gets typed in.
So that's the way that you can regain that personal touch.
Yes. I don't think you can ever fully regain the personal touch through automated marketing, but the most successful automated marketing you can construct is going to be the automated marketing that takes advantage of the most information that's available.
Makes sense.
Because that's going to give the searcher the feeling that this is exactly for me.
Right.
The problem is people just don't have the resources and time that Google has. No one can afford to hire 1,000 PhDs and all the computing power to store all that information.
Right.
So the question then is, where do you draw the line and how do you make compromises? It would be ridiculous to send every keyword to a separate landing page. Unless, I mean, if you're selling something for $1 million at a shot, it's probably worth the effort to do that. But, you know, if you were selling a $10 guinea pig book, it's really not worth the effort to do that. So the question is, how do you decide to what extent you're going to break things up into pieces and customize and track, and to what extent is it not worth the effort?
So we're talking about segmenting.
Yeah, breaking your market up into pieces. And what I really want to say about it is the people who are segmenting are doing it, from what I see, mostly on a gut feel.
Really?
Or they're segmenting based upon keyword intelligence, not based upon market intelligence.
Please explain.
Well, I can go over to Keyword Discovery and I can research the 800 different phrases that people type in when they're looking for guinea pigs. I could then organize all of those keywords to the best of my ability into unique groups that seem to represent unique concepts. So people that were looking for guinea pig cages and build a guinea pig cage and guinea pig cage material, I might put all in one group, and people who are looking for guinea pig healthcare or guinea pig vets, I might put it in another group. But that's keyword intelligence. Market intelligence is really knowing what is on people's mind when they type in each of those keywords. You are much more effective in segmenting your market based upon market intelligence rather than keyword intelligence. The keywords just represent the tip of the iceberg in terms of what information they're trying to give you. So the first thing you want to do is really survey the people so you can link the keywords to the market intelligence that's behind them. But then there are ways of deciding the optimal groupings based upon the market intelligence. There's some mathematical algorithms, formulas you can do in a spreadsheet.
So what we want to do is go beyond the keyword analysis of making different segments and do it based on market intelligence.
Yeah, what you want to do is get all of the conversations that are behind the keywords and then group those conversations together in ways that make sense to you more than just grouping the keywords together.
How is it better to do a market segmentation versus a keyword segmentation?
When you do a marketing information segmentation, you might find that people talking about guinea pig health and guinea pig vets are actually two different kinds of people. They don't really belong in the same group. People that are talking about guinea pig health might be people who really don't own a guinea pig yet.
They're thinking proactively.
They're thinking proactively, trying to understand what's involved in caring for them, whereas people looking for guinea pig veterinarian
are... have a sick guinea pig.
They've got a sick guinea pig, and they really don't belong in the same sales cycle. So that's one example of a mistake you can make.
Because one could be very positive and the other one could be, oh, I'm so sorry about your guinea pig. Here's what you can do.
Yeah.
Understood.
And that's information you can really only get when you survey the market by keywording.
Why are you here?
Yeah. I can tell you practically that in most markets, if you've done a decent job at defining your keywords to start with and you haven't gone all over the place, but you probably don't have more than 4 or 5 or 6 major sub-segments to deal with. But when you break your market up into segments like that, with 4 or 5 or 6 segments, you're actually exponentially increasing your chances of profitability because responsivity usually at least doubles when you get people into the right segment. Then you have the ability to test different approaches for each segment. And it can become very confusing if you're trying to test approaches for the whole market because pieces and parts want different things. You might have a really good idea that just doesn't get any traction because it's obscured by sending it to other segments that really don't belong. I just wanted to say that little thing about segmentation.
Good.
Thanks very much for your time and attention. If you'd like to find out more about the comprehensive marketing research system I've used to succeed in market after market, please visit howtodoubleyourbusiness.com. That's howtodoubleyourbusiness.com.